This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Arizona lawmakers continue trying to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban, revived by the state's Supreme Court. One chamber of the legislature has now greenlit a repeal.
Three Republicans joined Democrats in Arizona's House to pass the bill to repeal the 1860s-era abortion ban. The final vote was 32-28. Until now, Republicans had successfully blocked the bill for 2 weeks. The bill now needs to go to the Senate, which is gaveled out until next Wednesday. Two Republican senators have already said they will support the repeal effort. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Arizona is charging 11 Republicans with fraud and other counts. Alleged fake electors accused of signing a document stating Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona in 2020. The Army Corps of Engineers says they've cleared enough wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge so that 80% of the ships using the port will be able to pass in and out starting Thursday. This is ABC News. For the first time since doing away with a woman's right to choose, the Supreme Court took arguments on an abortion case out of Idaho.
The Supreme Court weighing whether hospitals in Idaho, which has a near total ban, can refuse to provide abortions in an emergency if the health of a woman is at serious risk. The liberal justices on the court, all women, making it clear Idaho is putting doctors and patients in untenable positions. But many of the conservative justices on the court seemed inclined to support Idaho's position. Justice Samuel Alito noting the federal law mandating emergency care also cites a responsibility to an unborn child.
ABC's Rachel Scott, a ruling expected in June. NASA finally heard back from Voyager 1, 15 billion miles out. The most distant Earth spacecraft stopped sending back understandable data last November. Controllers worked around a bad computer chip and are now receiving some good data. Getting a signal to or from Voyager 1 now takes 22 and a half hours. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defense. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been, my little brother in the stands the other day was
you know, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about, because that just didn't, you know, that didn't sit right with anybody in our, you know, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds in the overnight with temperatures dropping to the mid-30s, a light southeast wind. On Thursday, sunshine returning with highs reaching the lower 60s. Late Thursday night into Friday, we'll see some showers, even some rumbles. Currently 44 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On my next show, I welcome brewery owner and classically trained singer Kirk Bangstad and singer Brentley Brem and host of Civic Media's Max Inc., Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Back when Louise and I lived in Germany, this is back in the 80s, we lived in West Germany, back when there was a West Germany. In fact, we lived right up near the border. We lived in two different towns. We spent most of our time in Stadtsteinach, which was near Kulmbach, if you're familiar with it. Probably the most famous town is Bayer, Bayern, B-A-Y-E-R-N. Which was the home to all kinds of Beethoven festivals and all kinds of weird stuff. But, you know, it's kind of it's the southern part of the Franconian Forest or the northern part of Bavaria. And so, one of the major German newspapers, and certainly one of the more conservative ones, actually, because it was the southern German newspaper. It's literally what its name means, Süddeutsche Zeitung, South Deutsche German Zeitung newspaper. The Süddeutsche Zeitung was the paper that we used to get. And I would read it out loud as a way of practicing my German when I was fairly fluent in German that year that we lived there. And I never thought I would see this kind of an article coming out of Süddeutsche Zeitung. This was published on the 4th of April, a week and a half ago or thereabouts, or I guess about a little more than 2 weeks ago. And it's over the byline of Michaela Haas. And she's just calling out the American media. And when you think about it, I mean, that this is how the rest of the world looks at us, it's really kind of shocking. She writes, "When Trump said he would pull out of NATO if elected president, U.S. TV news broadcast spent less than 6 minutes on the story. In the same period, they spent over 21 minutes on Biden's advanced age." Seriously, I mean, think about that. 6 minutes about pulling out of NATO, something that could lead to World War III. 21 minutes on Biden's age. She goes on, "In 2016, more broadcast time was spent on Hillary's sloppy email management than on all of Trump's scandals combined." Whoa. She writes, "When Trump said he would use," or the, you know, in the Süddeutsche Zeitung, in the southern German newspaper here, "when Trump said he would use the military to stifle political opposition, the Associated Press reported a headline, quote, 'Trump intends a wider role for the military.'" In other words, the propaganda is just, you know, the media is just, you know, well, the Associated Press in this case, just going along with Trump. Yeah, fascism is normal. She continues, "The U.S. population largely believes the Trump propaganda that the economy is in the dumps due to Biden, whereas the truth is historically low unemployment and strong GDP growth." She notes, "Local radio broadcasters constantly report on a crime wave caused by immigration, whereas the truth is that U.S.-born citizens have double the crime statistics of undocumented immigrants." She writes in the South, you know, the South German newspaper, the Süddeutsche Zeitung, 6 years ago, 1/4 of Trump voters believed the 2020 election was stolen. The number today is 70%. Now, if anybody understands how the big lie works, it's Germans. She goes on to say, 3/4 of all voters today do not know that Trump called his political opponents vermin and promised mass deportations on the first day of his presidency. Which raises the question, if 100% of American voters knew that instead of only 25%, would that increase or decrease support for Trump? I don't know. And then finally, she says, online news is driven by algorithms to maximize clickbait. People don't know what to believe, and it becomes cynical and apathetic. The most important duty of the press to inform people has been lost. Amazing article in the South German, the Süddeutsche Zeitung. Just fascinating. So, you know, the rest of the world has got our number, and they know who Trump is and what he's up to. It's just, you know, here in America, where we've been inflicted with the poison of the Murdoch family and their Fox so-called news. Meanwhile, Democrats are doing well. Democrats are doing really well. Nikki Haley has suspended her campaign 2 months ago. I said 6 months ago in the last hour. My apologies. It was 2 months ago. 2 months ago, Nikki Haley suspended her campaign, but she was still on the ballot in Pennsylvania last night, right? The ballots were printed long before she canceled her campaign. And as of 2 a.m., over 155,000 Republican voters in Pennsylvania had chosen to vote for Nikki Haley. She got 155,000 votes. Trump got 786,000 votes. So that's 83-17. Trump won. But he lost 17% of the vote. Haley got 17% of the vote despite not even being in the race. This was yesterday's election. And the overall turnout, by the way, was higher for Democrats than it was for Republicans. And Biden was on the ticket. He got 93% of the Democratic vote. Trump only got 83% of the Republican vote. In one district, this was Olsommer versus Skibber, names that probably mean nothing to you. These are just local Democratic politicians, or local, excuse me, Pennsylvania politicians. In a special election running for Congress. This is a seat that's very, very Republican. And the Republican, Olsommer, picked up 60% of the vote versus Skibber's 39.7%. But, so in other words, the Republican won, as expected. But the Republican won by 7 points less than the Republican won 2 years ago. People are paying attention. People are really starting to pay attention, and this is all in line with, you know, other things that show that there is a decided shift. I mean, we've had special election after special election after special election in red states, blue states, purple states, all over the country. And everywhere you look, more and more people are voting Democratic, which, of course, is why Republicans are purging people off the voting rolls as fast as they possibly can. They just, you know, we've got to get this done, right? We've got to prevent people from voting, because when people vote, they vote Democratic. And, you know, people just do not want that. The Republicans do not want that. The people want that. There's no doubt about that. It's amazing. Trump Media's CEO is begging the House GOP for help. The value of DJT is the stock ticker, continues to collapse. I might buy it when it reaches 10 cents, but I think when they drop below a dollar, they delist them. You know, I don't know if that's the rule for all the exchanges, and I believe this one is traded on the NASDAQ, or maybe it's the S&P. I'm pretty sure that's the rule for the Dow, is when it gets below a dollar. But these poor suckers, you know, who invested in this. Oh yeah, Donald Trump, he's the next best, you know, let's give him our money, you know. It's sad. It's really sad. All righty. So what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here and see what, you know, what you've been thinking about. Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Well, just wanted to put some local color on this Summerlee win, because I live in her district. Mm-hmm. And It's really significant, and I think you need to note, and your audience needs to note, and God knows what the White House needs to note, because I really want Joe Biden to win. Let's just be real straight about that. So Summer Lee's district includes the largest Orthodox Jewish population outside of Brooklyn, New York. Like, I live close to Yeshiva. This is where the unfortunate, you know, mass killing happened in a synagogue. I mean, this is, it just doesn't get any more. Okay, so her opponent opened an office a stone's throw from our House delegate's office on Murray Avenue for that guy in New York. And she had evidently an awful lot of money coming in from out-of-state lobbyists. And
well, apparently Summer Lee's opponent was heavily funded by AIPAC, the Israeli special interest political action committee.
You are correct, Tom. I'm so glad you said it. Yes, that is correct. So Bavini is her name. But anyway, so she had this huge office. She's strategically located on Murray Avenue by Dan Frankel's office. I go to vote yesterday at the Jewish Community Center, and it's closed. So I did get to vote. Because of Passover, right? So I should have done my diligence. I should have known that the JCC was going to be closed,
right?
But I didn't, and I tried to get on the Where to Vote site, and it was hanging up. And anyway, because of a volunteer for Summer Lee, I was able to find my polling place and vote, and that was a beautiful thing. Yeah. But Summer Lee voted against the aid for Israel.
Right.
Summer Lee, in our district, are, you know, Carnegie Mellon University, also Pitt University, Chatham University. You know, there are a lot of people here who are really upset about our current policy vis-a-vis arms to Israel.
Yep.
And I really hope that Joe will pay close attention to what this election in Pittsburgh for Summer Lee, what this means.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's like, come on. He's got to do the right thing for the party, because the party needs to vote for him, and we need those college students to vote, Tom.
I agree, and I think he is. He's openly criticizing Netanyahu now. You've got a number of Democrats who are just coming right out and saying Netanyahu's got to resign. There was a notable one this morning. I'm not recalling exactly who it was. It was one of the Democratic senators. I'm waiting for Kamala Harris to say it.
Tom, I mean, really, let's look at what he does, not what he says. Let's look at what he does. And what he does is ship more and more and more arms that are killing more and more and more babies in Gaza with our money.
No, I get it.
Wrong.
I get it. And
so
when he signs this legislation today, when he signs this legislation that the Senate just passed, he will have an opportunity to put some restrictions on that military aid to Israel. And a lot of us are going to be watching very, very closely. So,
well,
what can I say beyond that?
I think we need to tell Joe to get off the stick, stop sending the arms over there, period, end.
Yep.
And otherwise, we could end up with the moron in office, and then we're all done for.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you very much, Devon. Nice to hear from you. And yes, 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. The place where despair is not an option.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls. Stay with us.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. ballot. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. And many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with this stuff. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which you can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's good for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Ted in Houston, Texas. Hey, Ted, what's up?
Hi. You already know I'm Ted. I consider myself a progressive Democrat. I believe in, that homosexuals have equal rights and that women should be treated equally. You know, I voted Democrat pretty much my whole life. And I am just mystified as to why our college campuses and people who I otherwise respect have any kind of sympathy for the Arabs that call themselves Palestinians. I don't get it. Their first act when Hamas was elected was to take every suspected homosexual male, took them to a 10-story building, tied them to chairs, and threw them off. These are brutal, evil people. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's disputing, Ted, that Hamas is...
We want to die. We love death, and I don't see why Israel has any reason not to give them what they want.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's disputing the fact that Hamas is evil. That's not the question. The question is whether 32,000 Palestinians who have, who are not members of Hamas and are not, partisans or...
They elected them.
Yeah, well, if you're a believer in national punishment, yes, they elected them. I think the world has kind of moved beyond that. I think the world was horrified by what we did in Hiroshima and Nagasaki and frankly in Dresden. And those things are now considered war crimes. The world has moved on. International law has moved on.
Well,
we don't
kill
innocent civilians any longer. Well, you already have, Ted. You're defending the slaughter of innocent civilians. Based on the bad behavior of some of those people. And it wasn't right when the United States did it in Afghanistan. It wasn't right when the United States did it in Iraq. And it's not right when Israel does it in Gaza. So, Ted, thanks for the call. It's 26 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. It's 26 minutes past, 27 minutes actually past the hour right now. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Arizona lawmakers continue trying to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban, revived by the state's Supreme Court. One chamber of the legislature has now greenlit a repeal.
Three Republicans joined Democrats in Arizona's House to pass the bill to repeal the 1860s-era abortion ban. The final vote was 32-28. Until now, Republicans had successfully blocked the bill for 2 weeks. The bill now needs to go to the Senate, which is gaveled out until next Wednesday. Two Republican senators have already said they will support the repeal effort. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Arizona is charging 11 Republicans with fraud and other counts. Alleged fake electors accused of signing a document stating Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona in 2020. The Army Corps of Engineers says they've cleared enough wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge so that 80% of the ships using the port will be able to pass in and out starting Thursday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Tom Brady will make $375 million as an analyst over 10 years. I'm not trying to denigrate a profession, but $37.5 million a year to say, great catch? I would have done it for half that. The legendary QB will be the subject of a comedy roast on Netflix May 5th. That's right. They're going to roast a handsome 7-time Super Bowl champion who married a supermodel and seems to be liked by everyone, despite his past friendship with Donald Trump. Good luck, writers. The feud between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian is back in the news. Swift released a song called Thank You, Amy, which references a bully. Swiftie fans suspect the song is directed at Kardashian, whose ex-husband, Kanye West, said derogatory things about Swift in 2016, which Kardashian still defends to this day. Taylor Swift is not ready to shake it off and came out swinging through song. In a related story, Kardashian will retaliate with a new sex tape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds in the overnight with temperatures dropping to the mid-30s, a light southeast wind. On Thursday, sunshine returning with highs reaching the lower 60s. Late Thursday night into Friday, we'll see some showers, even some rumbles. It's 42 at our studios.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils, fully
Blue-blooded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time as we discuss non-disclosure agreements. Are you for him or against him? And also Sasquatch. Is he a real thing? And what's he really responsible for?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
If he becomes president again, I may have to leave the country just for my own health. Not that I want to, but anyway, during COVID, I created a CD, which is which is streaming, and I wrote a boat song, which I'd love if you would use for your intro or outro. I don't want anything. I just I thought I'd recite some of the lyrics for you quickly.
Sure. Yeah, if it's quick.
Okay. Yeah. If you're mad or sad or scared, you gotta vote. If you're busted, disgusted, feel like no one can be trusted, then just vote. If you've had enough of hate, it's not too late to change your fate. Sister, don't you wait. Get out and vote. If you believe the change can come, don't walk. You better run. Get out there, son, and vote. If you can no longer cope, well, there's only one real hope. Now, don't you be a dope. Get out and vote. If you're feeling left out, then without a doubt, this is what it's all about. You got to vote. And if you're dying for some change and this all seems way too strange, don't sit there and complain. Get out and vote.
Because
there's something we can do. Well, it's up to me and you. And you know it's true. You got to vote.
Yeah, it's a great song, Francesco. We're not going to change our music here or anything like that. But good on you. Keep it up, and I wish you the very best with it.
You're a producer, and if you ever find a spot where you want to use it, maybe you'll use it.
Okay.
As we get closer to the date, of course, there's backing and music. I always say that I channeled my inner Woody Guthrie for that one. The rest of the CD is not like that.
Anyway. Okay. Well, Francesco, thank you. Thank you for the offer. It's good talking with you. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk some that Randy Rhoads brought up earlier this week, and that's the upcoming convention in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking the Democratic Party can have the greatest platform speeches in the world at this convention. They can have the greatest platform in the history of our country at this convention. And none of that will get any coverage whatsoever if all the coverage is outside the convention on the interaction between police and protesters.
Yeah, I know. I remember 1968 very well.
Oh, I remember it vividly. Yeah. And even though there was only three channels back then, all the coverage was on what was taking place outside of the convention.
Yeah, it was the police riot. Now, bad news is that was a riot that was not started by the protesters. It was started by the cops. Mayor Daley, wanted to punish some people. But I don't think that's going to happen this time.
Well, I don't know. The point is, with these protests that are going on now in New York and stuff, I think that's only going to increase in size in Chicago, especially since you have people, provocateurs on social media riling people up.
Yeah.
I think what I'm hoping is, and she had a call that I thought had made a great point. If the Democratic leadership, especially if President Biden, can start having meetings between good faith people leaders from the Palestinian side and good faith leaders from the Jewish side and do something. I mean, it's a first step, but do something to get ahead of this issue before the convention. Because I'm just thinking this convention could be Putin and Netanyahu and China. I'm thinking they're looking forward to disrupt this convention any way possible.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Ed. You could take that to the bank.
And so, like I said, I would like to see some coverage on what the Democratic Party actually wants to do for the country instead of total coverage being on the, interaction between the police and the protesters.
Yeah,
and
I would too, but we can't.
The Democratic Party in those communities starting now before the convention might be a good first step.
Yeah, it might be. And I agree with you. There will be agent provocateurs. They will be trying to make the Democrats look bad. They will try to, be imitating Democrats or whatever. And, it's probably going to be a mess. But, hopefully the media will, I say hopefully because I have very little faith in our media to to treat things appropriately. You know, apropos of the article in the South, the German, the Süddeutsche Zeitung that I was just sharing.
Right, right.
But we're all going to have to do fill in some of the color ourselves, you know, some of the commentary on this thing, because, it's going to get wild. Ed, thanks for the call.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, I just remember when President Obama had that meeting with the cop where they had a beer together. That got a lot of airplay in the media.
Yeah,
so I'm just thinking the same thing between President Biden and leaders of the Palestinian Jewish community might be helpful. I know it's not going to it's not like a silver bullet to solve the issue, but things like that, if the Democratic Party starts doing things like that now before the convention, I'm hoping that could go a long way in letting what the Democratic message come across, and not the message from the violence outside the convention.
Yeah, I think your point is well made, Ed. I don't disagree with it. Thank you. Keith in Brookings, South Dakota. Hey, Keith, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Keith, you're on the air.
No, not Brookings.
Where are you?
Way in the hinterlands.
Where are you?
I'm way out there.
What town?
Well, I just wanted to, two things I wanted to, that aren't being addressed was there's no moment of conception was the one thing I wanted, because I'm like a geekle science guy, and because it takes an hour for the DNA to unwind, to wind up, and the other thing I don't think is being addressed is why do people keep talking about we need a functional Republican Party? Why do we need them? The founders considered the parties illegal syndicates.
Well, until the middle of the George Washington presidency, yes. George Washington talked about, we don't want factions. Federalist number 10, James Madison went off at some length about factions and political parties and how we shouldn't have them. And Dan Sisson wrote a book. I helped edit it. It's called The American Revolution of 1800. Which was all about that very issue right there, that the founders were very, very wary of political parties. They did not want there to be any. But once they realized that they had created what had to be a two-party system, with the winner-take-all first-past-the-post elections, they very quickly formed political parties. George Washington with the Federalists, John Adams with the Federalists, Thomas Jefferson with the Democratic Republicans. And then, they dropped the word Republicans eventually, so it became the Democratic Party. And, the Federalists became the Whigs became the Republicans, and it's just been a two-party system ever since. So, I get that. And with regard to abortion and the moment of conception, your point is well taken. I don't think the debate is when is conception. The debate is when is that actually legally or morally, depending on whose argument you're trying to represent. Human life, and different religions are all over the map on that. Keith, thanks for the call. Bob in San Diego. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today? Bob in San Diego, listening on YouTube. Going once, going twice. David in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Hi, I've got two issues. One is the exclusion of Biden by the Ohio Democratic, or not Ohio Republican Party. They're just trying to pull a dirty trick.
In Ohio and Alabama. There's two states.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I was going to try to talk to my legislator.
Yeah.
And another issue is the sale of arms to countries that have nuclear weapons. That's supposed to be illegal under the Symington-Glenn Act. And that's never been mentioned.
I did not know that was illegal. Are you talking about Israel?
Yeah.
Maybe the way that we get around that is by virtue of the fact that Israel has never publicly acknowledged that they have nuclear weapons.
Well, you know,
I know.
I would like to see more of a thoughtful approach to this.
Yeah.
If you have this, then you don't get this, you know, that sort of approach.
No, I agree. And if you have Netanyahu in office, you don't get anything, is the position that I would take. I think the man is poison. He's damaging his own country. I'm a big fan of Israel, and Netanyahu is destroying that country. David, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's just, you know, in 15, 20 seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I like using credit cards for my daily spending, but that's not right for everyone. Ask yourself, do you pay off your entire bill every month? I mean the whole thing, not just the minimum. If you do, nice. Credit cards are working for you. You could be earning some cash back or points. But if you're not paying them off, well, then you are working for the credit card. You are definitely paying too much interest on what you're borrowing, and that points and cash math, yeah, that's never gonna work in your favor. But hey, if that's your situation, don't get down on yourself. A lot of us have been there too. My tip, it's not rocket surgery. Stop spending on those cards until you pay your balances off. It'll take some effort and a good plan. I've got a video to help you out. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. I'm Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
It's a polka party, and for good reason, 30.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high-quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in-store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com. to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Welcome back. 10 minutes, almost 10 minutes before the hour. Cynthia in Conway, Massachusetts. Hey, Cynthia. Thanks for listening to WHMT. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling about this morning on, well, first of all, I'm Jewish. I'm married to the son of a Holocaust survivor. Mm. I mean, he left Germany as a child. So, you know, I'm listening carefully to all the conversations around me from all different places. And I am very disturbed by what's happening in Gaza. I've been watching Democracy Now, who's had excellent coverage from inside Gaza with, you know, poets and doctors and, you know, a lot of people in Gaza. Mm. And so I'm finding it hard to discuss this within my Jewish community because, of course, there are people who are extremely Zionist, mm-hmm. you know, and I understand, you know, knowing my father's, my husband's father's history, and respecting him tremendously as a human being. But, you know, there's just so much trauma and generational trauma that's been transmitted, you know, to the kids of the Holocaust and the kids of the pogroms, and there's such a history of victimization of the Jewish people that it's hard to have a rational conversation about, you know, what's happening in Israel today. And there's a sort of circle the wagons, and nobody's allowed to criticize Israel too much, you know.
I know.
And
I get the emails.
Saying that you're,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And saying, you know, being critical of Israel is really hard, and I find it impossible not to be critical. But anyway, this morning on Democracy Now, they covered a demonstration by Jews for Peace. Mm-hmm. I think that's what the name of this group is. They had a Passover Seder in the streets yesterday in New York City, and Naomi Klein gave a really brilliant speech that kind of summarized my feelings. So I hope you'll, you know, tune in to online and listen to her speech. And also Bernie Sanders gave a great speech on the floor of the Senate before they voted on that weapons
bill. Yeah, I heard a piece
bill.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so both of those guys really covered things that I feel like are not getting enough discussion and just probing, mm-hmm. like the whole issue of Zionism. And if you listen to Naomi Klein's speech, she says it better than I can.
Sure.
But that was what I wanted to say. It's just, you know, the golden calf is the present day golden calf for Jews is Zionism. They're clinging on to this sense of safety and security that it's given them, but it's causing, you know, it's causing the whole world to explode, and it's also causing it's causing a tremendous amount of anti-Semitism around the world.
I don't think it's so much Zionism, because there's a bunch of ethno-states, you know? I mean, in Saudi Arabia, you're only a citizen if you're Saudi, right? In the UAE, you're only a citizen if you're, you know, if your ancestors are from the UAE. It's You know, there's a lot of democracies that are slowly moving away from being ethnostates, and yet as they do that, for example, Sweden, but they took in a bunch of, you know, Muslim refugees, mm-hmm. and now it's tearing the society apart, and the right-wingers are ascendant now in Sweden. Same thing is happening in Italy, the same thing is happening in Greece. But these were countries that at one point in time would have defined themselves as ethnostates, but no longer do. But my point is that there are a lot of countries that actually still define themselves as ethnostates. In fact, I would argue China is one of those states, and Putin is trying to make Russia one of them. You know, we're all about being Slavic, I don't have a problem with that. Let me just finish this thought, and then whatever you want to say. I don't have a problem with that in and of itself. If people want to live that way, you know, fine. I don't think the problem with Israel is Zionism. That is to say, you know, having a Jewish state. I think the problem is that they have been stealing land from Palestinians for years and years and years, and they've been keeping millions of Palestinians basically in a giant open air prison. And you just, you know, you can't run an apartheid state like that without blowback. Back to you.
Yeah, and I mean, initially in 1948, when, you know, Britain gave the refugees from the Holocaust, gave Palestine to them, they came in and cleared out the place. You know, they dispossessed people.
That's right.
Of their homes, their farms, their towns, you know, and those are the children either went to Jordan or Egypt or stayed in Israel, and, you know, they've been second-class citizens ever since. And, for instance, Bibi, you know, there's a big concern about the birth rate of the Palestinians, you know, and if we let the Palestinians have citizenship, then they'll outnumber us.
Well, there's about 20% of the Israeli population is Palestinian. I mean, the legal voting population is Palestinian right now. You know, this is the big debate that's going on in Israel. Is they don't, you know, many people do not want there to be more Palestinians as Israeli citizens. And, you know, of course, the way to do that is to give them their own state, you know, do a two-state solution. But Netanyahu won't go along with anything.
He's against a two-state solution.
I know. And that's why he's got to go.
You know, but it's not just him. I mean, there's a whole cadre of people.
I got that.
But
have you seen the polling? If they held elections right now, Benny Gantz would be prime minister.
Yeah.
And Benny Gantz is in favor of a two-state solution.
Yeah. Oh, well, good.
The hope for Israel is that somehow the opposition is going to be able to force Netanyahu to call an election. Because once that election is called, Netanyahu is out. A two-state solution can come. There could be some peace in that region. And Netanyahu is just stringing this war out because it keeps his butt out of jail. That's, in my opinion, that's what's going on. Cynthia, I got to run, but thank you for a very thoughtful conversation. I appreciate it. Very considerate of you. Thank you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day. The Supreme Court. I'll recap the Supreme Court hearing for you and what's going on with Tesla. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All done.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our weekly Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good, and our weekly visit with political strategist Joe Zepecki.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.